Today there are those that wear a blue string in their tzitzit, and they call it tchelet. Should one wear that blue string or not? So in the Torah it actually says that when you wear tzitzit, you should have one string or two strings of tchelet. What is tchelet? Tchelet by definition is wool that is dyed with the blood of a creature called bechilazon. So again, tchelet by definition is wool that was dyed using the blood of a specific creature called a chilazon. If you got the right color blue, but you got it from a plant, or you got it from the wrong type of creature, then you have not worn tchelet in your tzitzit. So the mitzvah of tchelet is very specific. You have to get the right dye in order for you to fulfill the mitzvah. May one wear tzitzit of different colors? Yes. If you chose to, you can get strings that were made for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzit and then dye them blue or black or green or yellow. That's fine. Ideally, though, they should be the same color as the garment. So we wear a white garment, you wear white tzitzit. You wear a colored garment, your tzitzit can be the color of the garment or white. White is good for everything. But if you're going to wear a black tzitzit, then you should have a black garment. In the army, there are soldiers that dye their tzitzit green, because they part of their camouflage when they go out, they're not allowed to have anything white on them. So their undershirt has to be green, and their tzitzit has to be green. So you can buy, in the army supply stores, you can buy green dye, and they cook their tzitzit in the green dye, and then their tzitzit are green to get like their camouflage clothing. So being that the garment is green, so the tzitzit can also be green, white or green. Now, this blue dye, the people who found it approximately 25, 30 years ago, they're going based on research by Rav Herzog and others who wanted to claim that the Murex trunculus, which is this little snail that appears in its shell, and you can make dye out of it. They want to claim that that is the chilazon. Well, that's a good question. Do they have good proof that that's a chilazon? That's questionable. Rashi says the chilazon is a dag, is a fish. Do we call that worm that appears in the sea a fish? It's a good question. The Talmud says the fish is similar to the sea. Is that really similar to the sea? So they argue that it says it's similar to the yam. And the word yam can also mean the floor of the sea. And the snail inside, this little worm inside its shell looks like the floor of the sea. That's one of their arguments. Rashi says it comes out of the water once every 70 years. I'm not aware of that creature coming out of the water once every 70 years. But there are archaeological supports to this idea. And also because Rashi says that the equivalent is indigo. The Talmud says you could use kala ilan, you could use a plant to derive the identical color as you can from this creature. And scientifically, they have been able to derive, Rashi says it's indigo, they have been able to derive from the indigo plant, if I'm not mistaken, an identical color to the color that comes out of this creature. So that is part of their supportive arguments. Also, they've found in the area where the Talmud says they're used to harvest the chilazon, so they have found caves where they used to manufacture blue dye, and they've checked archaeologically the composition that they find left over in those caves and in the pits, and it matches chemically with what they're producing from the Murex trunculus. So Rav Herzog, who was a chief rabbi of Israel a half a century ago, and many rabbis today, support this finding. Is someone doing a mitzvah when they wear this blue string in their tzitzit? Well, if they got it right, then they're doing the mitzvah more preferable. If they got it wrong, then they've done nothing wrong. They've gained nothing, they've lost nothing. They've lost in that their tzitzit is not the color of the garment. Okay, that doesn't disqualify the tzitzit. It is still kosher tzitzit. So should everyone go out and buy tchelet, what they call tchelet, this blue string for their tzitzit? Well, that depends on who your rabbi is. There are rabbis who feel very strongly that the proofs are sufficient, and that's why they encourage their students to wear it. And then there are rabbis who feel that there is no tradition here, and the proofs are insufficient. And as I mentioned in the beginning, there are some good questions on whether this can actually be the chilazon. So as such, you have Rabbi Avram Shapiro, the former chief rabbi of Israel, was not for this. It seems like many big rabbis were not for it. As you see, they did not come out in support of it. Then there are rabbis who are for it. Rav Dov Lior, Rav Herschel Schachter. You have rabbis who are for it. If a person will ask, should I spend my money on that? Then me going with my teachers would say, better give it to the poor. There you for sure did a mitzvah. You fed someone for Shabbos. You put this on. Who knows? You definitely have heavyweights on the side that do not feel this has adequate proof. When I asked Rabbi Avram Shapiro, why not get this tzitzit? Because worst case scenario, if you didn't gain a mitzvah, you didn't lose. So he answered me with the following story. He said that a century and a half ago, so the Rebbe of Radzin, he did research to figure out what's the treilet, and he came out with the squid. He thought that the dye that comes of the squid, that's the dye of treilet. So he started manufacturing. Until today, you can buy strings that are dyed blue, that is chassidim make from the dye of the squid. So they asked the Chazon Ish, why don't you wear tzitzit that have that blue string? If you didn't gain anything, you didn't lose anything. Or in Hebrew terminology, im lo yo'il, lo yazik. If it doesn't help, it doesn't hurt. So the Chazon Ish replied with the following story, that in his town, there was a man who was known for being mentally handicapped. So, mentally handicapped. No, this goes back in Europe. So, I don't know where the Chazon Ish came from in Europe. One day they saw this guy running around town and he had glasses. He had the frame and no glass inside the frame. So someone stopped him and said, Mendel, what are you doing? So he said, I'm wearing glasses. So they said to him, why are you wearing glasses? There's no glass in the frame. So Mendel looked at them and said, if it won't help, it won't hurt. So the Chazon Ish said, that's what I say about your tzitzis. If it won't help, it won't hurt. So that's the amount of credence the Chazon Ish felt the Radziner die had. And that seemed to have been the amount of credence that Rabbi Avram Shapiro held that this new treilet has. Meaning he didn't think it was worth the effort. He didn't feel like there was a strong enough chance that it was correct to warrant people actually going out and getting it. Just
Then are you then not wearing it is sort of like delaying a mitzvah, and delaying a mitzvah is worth more than following following rabbis worth more than fulfilling a mitzvah.
I think that we don't have the tools to gauge what are the odds of it being correct or incorrect. So we defer to people who know more than us. If the people you respect and go by feel you should wear it, so go get a pair. And if they feel you shouldn't, so don't.
But if it's a find found in the middle of history, it's not something that we can rely as a tradition on. It will never apply again. So you actually change something.
Could be, or it could be that we'll find something that actually matches much, much better to what Chazal said. Over here, we have some serious questions about their find.
What's one problem?
I said, Rashi says a fish.
It's a fish that
comes out every 70 years. I could add a few more, but that's for starters. Yes?
2 points.
It's not only Rashi, by the way. It's sources before Rashi that call it Dagachilazo. Yeah.
The dye of the Ratzinger Rebbe wasn't backed up by any archaeological evidence. Was not backed up by any archaeological evidence. Like you mentioned, they found the snails from the sites, from the factory, ancient factories, which simply evidence that it was used for the dye. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Rebbe was actually misled by an Italian chemist.
Right.
So that dye was not real. This was not produced. That dye was not produced. This dye.
I didn't hear your last sentence. That dye what?
So the squid does actually produce the blue dye. The general already was actually misled by a chemist, if I'm not mistaken. This is the opposite of the case with the current Hedazon, or Hedazon quotation marks, depending upon your opinion. And so that's number one. So number two, so since the current dye is actually produced by this snail, so we know we're not being misled by some shady chemist. And so it's a Suffolk, and since it's a Delrite, that shouldn't be mocking on it.
So let's take a step back. In the days of the Radziner Rebbe, they did not yet know that the Radziner Rebbe was being conned by a chemist, right?
And what about the days of the Chazon
Ish? I'm unaware of them knowing it yet. So, you see, they still didn't go for it. That's number one. Number two, we can question whether the archaeological proofs are so solid. What the archaeologists can show us is that there was manufacturing of this dye in Israel. Okay, does that mean that this dye was the Tchelet dye? You haven't really proven that yet. That's the challenge with archaeology. You can prove that they manufactured this dye. Okay, but until you find me a tablet that shows that traditional Jews used this to make the Tchelet of the Tzitzit, you haven't proven anything yet.
So the Chilazon is actually a Hebrew corruption of a Greek word. I remember the Phoenician Greek word.
I don't know.
That's the snail they found is actually pretty close to the creature that has the name Greek.
I can add to that we find in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah describes a protrusion, a slither, like a little snake that goes from the white of the eye to the color of the eye, it calls it a chilazon. That certainly sounds supportive of this idea that the chilazon is this worm, right? Okay. I'm not saying there isn't support for this idea. I'm just saying there isn't a definitive proof. So on that level of support, do I come out and say, Safek Torayta al Chumra, you should do it? Rav Hirshel Schachter feels yes.
Yeah,
Rav Hirshel Schachter feels everyone should wear it. Okay? Rav Eliashiv didn't say that. Rav Shlomo Zalman did not say that. There are many giants of Torah that have not come out and said what he said.
But they also said you shouldn't say higher than your last hope.
So, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For example, why do we do 2 days at Yom Kippur?
That's another good question. You're